This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and you reduce your risks. My daughter, Sherry Marini, as you know, she had a baby that she adopted a year ago, July 3rd. So she hasn't been on the show for a while, but she's a certified estate planner, and she's been with our company for over 20 years. She's worked for three government agencies, Social Security Office. She worked for the Mercer County Area on Aging, and she worked in the Washington, D.C. in the Census Bureau, but not doing census. She was in charge of these long-term care project surveys, big surveys that they had to do. And she also worked for a government agency in Dubois. I'm a master certified estate planner, and we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees between my daughter and myself for over 70 years. Not 70 years, 70 years. So primarily we work with pre-retirees and retirees, but we do have people in their 20s, you know, 30s and 40s and 50s. Usually they come through referrals. So let me tell you where we're located. If you'd like to come in for a complimentary consultation, I'll give you some contact information. And I'll give you three websites that we have. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in a development called Linden Point, Hermitage, PA. 16148, or you can email me at david@leavealegacy.com, or you can call our toll-free number Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 5:30 p.m. If you call on the weekends or after hours, just leave a message. Although a lot of times we're here past that time, but usually one of our staff people, sometimes she stays over, but many times she leaves. Our toll-free number, and if you don't get a chance to write it down, I'll repeat it several times throughout the show. It's 1-800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. We have three websites. You want to check these out because literally a lot of free information on these websites. One is called leavealegacy.com, L-E-A-V-E, the letter A, legacy.com. We have six mini seminars, on-demand seminars. You can go to Legacy Radio on Resource tab. See many of our past shows that are listed there. The on-demand seminars are one is on Social Security. Like I said, how many advisors do you know that actually worked for the Social Security office? Now, it's been over 20 years, but my daughter actually did. So we have one on Social Security. One is a demand seminar. Are you ready to retire? Now, you might think these are long seminars. They're about 6 minutes long. There's questionnaires that you can print. You can also take the quiz, the same quiz before you watch it. Take it afterwards. You can watch it several different times. So one is on retirement readiness. One's on Social Security. One's on retirement readiness. One is on guaranteed income. How about a paycheck for life, as I call it? What does that mean? Well, you got to check that out because like Social Security, once you turn that income in, as long as you live, you or your spouse, if you're married, will get an income for Social Security. You should treat that as an asset class. So this mini seminar is having a paycheck for life. Many people probably should be looking at that. So besides Social Security, wouldn't it be nice if you had something, and you notice the word guarantee beside it, that would pay you regardless of how long you live. So check that one out. One is on women and wealth. One's on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorney. And by the way, we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. I happen to belong, and my daughter does too, to Mahoney-Chenango Valley Estate Planning Council. We'll tell you a little bit more what else we do. One is on how to have a tax-free retirement. How's that possible? I got a lot of these qualified plans. How do I do that? Well, check that one, how to have a tax-free retirement. So let me repeat this again. One's on Social Security, retirement readiness, guaranteed income, estate planning, women and wealth, and how to have a tax-free retirement. What's that website called? LeaveALegacy.com. We got lots of other videos and you can download other free reports on that website, LeaveALegacy.com. We also have a tax practice. As many of you know, we do tax preparation and tax planning, innovation, taxservice.com. Believe it or not, we still have people, not a lot, still bringing some tax returns in for 2020. That's right. You heard me right. Some people haven't filed for a couple of years, but those are far and few between. So now's a good time, if you're working with someone else, to get a second opinion on your taxes. So check that website out, innovationtaxservice.com. Now for high net worth, you want to check this out, elitetaxreduction.com. EliteTaxReduction.com. We work with some of the top tax attorneys and CPAs throughout the country. That's right. I've teamed up with them. If you're paying a lot of taxes, guess what? They don't charge you in advance. They do a plan. And if you implement the plan, then they will charge you a percentage on how much they save you in taxes. Now, I think that's pretty fair. So you get a chance. And by the way, we're not looking to replace your other tax advisor, your tax attorney. We like to work alongside them. So check that tax website out. It's called EliteTaxReduction.com. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. You might think, I know someone's in a nursing home, it's too late. Well, it's not too late. It's better to plan before you go in, but we can protect some of those assets, maybe not all of them, but you want to give us a call. So we work with some elder law attorneys from Ohio, Eastern Ohio, and Western Pennsylvania. So if you're interested in that, or Veterans Aid and Attendance Program, if you don't know what that is, there's lots of strategy. It's better to do pre-crisis. And I don't mean necessarily buying long-term care insurance. I don't particularly like that strategy, although it is. And the reason I don't like it, if you don't use it, you lose it. The prices keep going up. And there's a lot of companies are getting out of that business. So there's asset-based long-term care. There's strategy you can use with life insurance where you can accelerate the death benefit, use it for in-home care. I think most people, if they had to get care, they would want it at home. The government said there's about a 70-75% chance that you'll need some type of convalescent care after age 65. Of course, there's a 25-30% that you won't. So we're talking about in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home, adult day care. So it's better to do pre-crisis, but if you're in a crisis situation, we can most likely help you. So if you're interested in that, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. I mentioned we do tax preparation, tax planning. And by the way, we don't charge for the plan unless we implement the plan, even on smaller plans. What else do we do? I always mention we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio, Western Pennsylvania on estate planning, wills, trust, power of attorneys. And then number four, when it comes to investments or savings, I can't say we have everything. We have most items out there. We like to describe it like a traffic light. You know, traffic light has three colors, yellow, green, and red. Now, we refer to yellow. Most people refer to traffic lights as yellow, caution, slow down. But we refer to yellow money. When you hear the word yellow money, we think of emergency money, checking, savings, money market, credit union. We recommend anywhere from 3 months to a year. The advantages is relatively liquid. It's relatively safe. The disadvantages, doesn't pay much money. And if it does earn anything, you got to pay tax on it. So every strategy, folks, by the way, have pros and cons. Then red money is the other side of the coin. That's anything that can go up and down. That'd be stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities, gold, silver, risk assets. The advantage is you get upside. The disadvantage is what? you get downside. And with this market, it's been pretty on a yo-yo basis, right? Are you a stock picker? Are you a buy and hold type person? So that's red money. Green money is what? Anything that you can't lose your money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs. Now, if you cash in a long-term CD, you might lose a little bit of your principal because they might charge you a charge. Savings bonds, fixed annuities. Fixed annuities are kind of like CDs. Usually they pay a little higher rate than a type of CD is. That's usually with an insurance company. And then what we call enhanced index annuities, or some people call them FIAs, FIA, or fixed index annuities. But there's over 1,100 different strategies and different companies that have them. I'd say probably 80% of them don't pay very good. But guess what? There's some of them that I've got the past 10 years. Now, this is not going forward, they'll do that. The past 10 years, that some of them actually done over double digits. Some of them 5, 6, 7, 8% over 10 years. And the advantage is you get upside potential, but with no downside risk. And any gains you have is locked into it. Now, the disadvantage is if you cash it out before the surrender period, you could lose part of your money. Good, depending on what it earned. So it does have a lot of liquidity. So it depends on what company you have. So everything has pros and cons. One size doesn't fit all. How we usually work, folks, is the first thing you want to do is give us a call, set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call, or set up a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. And when we come back, we'll talk about the retirement roadmap. We'll talk about, did you take a Corona-related IRA money last year, and what now? What do you do? We'll give you a tax strategy. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write down that toll-free number, I'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, call Legacy Financial Strategies toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So let me tell you how we work. You either set up that 5, 10, 15-minute call coming for a complimentary consultation. And what we do in that first full meeting, if we do it by Zoom or in person, we do a fact finder. That's called discovery, kind of like getting MRIs on your situation. We ask you questions, you ask us questions. Then, if it's a good fit, on our second meeting, first of all, before you come to the second meeting, we take a fact finder on our first meeting. As I said, we ask a lot of questions and you ask us questions. Then we email you a suitability and a capacity, little small quiz test that you got to take on your home. We give you expense sheet, because we're going to do the retirement roadmap. I'm going to tell you what that is in a minute. And then we want your statements and all those kind of information. Now, what we do on that second meeting is we're going to see the road that you're on, your road, not our road, for you and your spouse, or if you're single by yourself, if you are going to have enough money last in your retirement. So we have this, it's called RetireWorks, but we call it the retirement roadmap. It's very easy, either by Zoom. When you come in, we have a big screen, and it's in color. It's not complicated. We figure out Social Security. Again, we do some analysis on that. Your expenses, that's why we give you an expense sheet. We get your assets, and then we come up with the rates of returns. You'll tell us what those have been doing or projected out. You will. We'll help you with the date of death because we have a red line, a red phone directly to God. He'll tell us your date of death. No, we don't have that. Although some people come in and they say, well, I want to see that room that has that red phone. I says, you can't go in because it's holy ground. But now we can put different scenarios of date of death. Let's say it's 85. Well, let's say it's 90. Let's say we can backspace and play various scenarios. Do you have a pension or not have a pension? Assets, expenses, inflation, all that information. Then after we put all the information in, it takes a while to put all the information in. The click of a button, then it's going to show you. And one thing about the computer, it's non-emotional. It's going to show you, based on your road, not our road, are you going to have enough money to you and your spouse die if you're married or single if you do? Do you have a plan, a written plan? And it spits it out. It's on a screen. It's like one page on a screen, but really it's a 12, 13-page report that we print out to you. Usually on the 8th page as the color one that you saw on the screen. And then if it doesn't, we're going to talk about solutions. And we don't have what we're going to do ahead of time. Everybody's different based on the suitability, capacity score, et cetera. And how we get paid, usually on a third meeting, if it happens to be managed money, currently we do some managed money, we charge you a fee, and we'll outline that. Or we could discharge you a fee for the plan, and you can go elsewhere. Or if it's an insurance product, we'll talk about that, give you the pros and cons of that. If that's suitable or not suitable, but if it is suitable for you, then based on, you know, usually the third or fourth meeting, we'll go through that. And then if you implement that plan, then the company we're dealing with will pay us. That's called a commission. So that's how we get paid. Either fee only, fee plus commission, or commission only, because maybe red money is not suitable. So everything has pros and cons. If you look at where you can put your money, there's basically, you got the banks, which we don't, you know, do any bank money. You get the banks, you got an insurance company, or you got investment brokerage accounts. You got a variety of things. Well, we don't deal with brokerage account, but we do some managed money. So everything has pros and cons. Or you can maybe put the green money with us and go to another person and have the red money. Or if you've already got red money, you can keep it there. But it's too early. So what do we charge for the plan? Usually nothing. Unless you decide to go elsewhere, then we may possibly charge you a plan. But that's not always cut in stone. So if you'd like to learn more about that, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963 and set up that 5, 10-minute, 15-minute call. Now, most firms, they usually have an agenda. Not all firms, but many of them do. So we don't. So let's talk about what I talked about in the last segment. This is from the Bradford Tax Institute, which we belong to. You took your coronavirus-related IRA money last year. What now? If you're a traditional IRA owner who was adversely affected by COVID-19 pandemic last year, 2020, you may have been eligible to do tax-favored coronavirus-related distribution from a traditional IRA. If so, folks, that privilege was thanks to the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economy Security Acts, known as the CARES Act. In this analysis, we call these tax-favored traditional IRA distributions, or acronym CVDs. Elsewhere, you may see them called CRDs. Whatever they may be called, this analysis explains how to get the most federal income tax result. But first, let's cover the necessary background information on the CVDs or CRDs. By the way, folks, since I belong to the Bradford Tax Institute, when I'm reading to you, if you like a copy of this, I'm allowed to send it to you either by email or mail to you. So just call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963. So let me give you some basics. The CVD basic. If you're eligible, you could have taken one or more CVDs from one or more traditional IRAs in 2020 up to a combined limit of $100,000. You can re-contribute the CVD amounts back into one or more traditional IRAs within 3 years of the withdrawal dates. You treat each withdrawal in the later recontribution within the three-year window as a federal income tax-free IRA rollover transaction. That's the tax advantage. The non-tax advantage is that there is no restrictions on how you can use these CVDs or CRDs funds. You can use the money to pay bills and recontribute them later within the three-year period. When your financial situation permits, you can help out your adult kids now and recontribute later, whatever. So a CVD can be a useful tax favor cash management tool. Pretty nice. Now, here's a key point. The favorable tax treatment applies equally to CVDs taken from garden variety traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and simple IRAs. According to the statutory language in the CARES Act, a CVD is a distribution of up to $100,000 from an eligible retirement plan, including an IRA that is made between January 1, 2020, and December 31st, 2020, to an individual who is diagnosed with a COVID-19 by test approved by CDC, whose spouse or dependent, generally a qualified child relative who receives more than half of his or her support from you, was diagnosed with COVID-19 by such tests, or who experienced adverse financial consequences as a result of being quarantined, furloughed, or laid off, or having worked hours reduced due to COVID-19. That affects a lot of people, or who was able to work because of a lack of child care, was unable to work because of lack of child care due to COVID-19 and experienced adverse financial consequences as a result, or who owned or operated a business that closed or had operations reduced. Well, I think you remember last March 2020, most businesses got an email. I know I did. You got to, unless you were essential business, shut down. But or who owned or operated a business that closed or had operating hours reduced due to COVID-19 and experienced adverse financial consequences as a result, or who had experienced adverse financial consequences due to other COVID-19 related factors specified by IRS guidance. There's a lot more to this report, folks. Here's my suggestion. It's probably about 9 pages. You can get this report. This asks for the Bradford Tax Institute, July 2021. You took your coronavirus-related IRA money last year. What now? I can email to you or mail to you. Just give Legacy Financial Strategy a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. And when you call for this report, you know it's a good idea, folks? Set up a complimentary consultation or schedule that 5, 10, 15-minute call. When you come back, we're going to talk about something from Zach's regarding about the yo-yo market, how Monday went down, and then people got scared, and then Tuesday and Wednesday kind of like up, but I'm doing this on Thursday, July 22nd. So you want to listen to this very, very important message, and you listen to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you get a chance to write those numbers down, if you'd like to set up a 5-minute 10-minute, 15-minute phone call. Come in for a complimentary consultation. Call Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. So what we're going to be talking about on this segment is from Zach's Profit from the Pros by Kevin Matras, M-A-T-R-A-S, Executive Vice President. And the title of his little talk is Stocks Soar Again, Major Index Turned Up the Week. And then we're going to talk about Jim Rickards, which is from Strategic Market. I've talked about him in the past. You're going to like the way he writes is pretty hilarious. So he's going to talk about currency briefing, catching the dollar pivot point is key, said. So we're going to try to cover those in these two segments. And then I don't think we'll have time, but this comes from the Bauman letter, Why We're Due for a Repound. This is from a transcript, but I don't know if I'll have time to go through all that, but I might touch on a couple spots. So let's talk about what Kevin Matras from Zacks. Stocks soar again. Well, indexes turn up. You saw what happened Monday, folks. You saw what happened Monday. There was some more spike in the Delta variants. They got nervous, inflation tolls. But, you know, I talked before, the inflation, in my opinion, and not just my opinion, including the Fed, they think it's just temporary. I happen to think it is also, because if you look at the bond market, and you can Google this and see what the 10-year note's doing, but it's hovering around 1.98, 1.30, although a lot of consensus is people think it will going up. But as you know, when rates go up, what has happened to the value of bonds? It goes down. But if there was inflation on the long term, you'd think the 10-year, the 30-year, all the other ones would be up. Well, it hasn't been. Right now it is. And it probably, in my opinion, I don't know, and this is what the Fed says, probably it'll run through the rest of the year before it shakes out. But no one really knows. So the question is, when you do that retirement roadmap and you set up that complimentary consultation either through Zoom or in person, you know what we can do? One of the factors we have in there is you can plug in inflation rate. So inflation averages 4, you know, came out 5.42. That means it doubles every 18 years. If it's going to average 5, divide 5 into 72, it's called the rule of 72. What does that do? See, that's 14.2 years. If it averages 6, it's 12 years. If it's going to average 3, it's 24 years. So we can do different scenarios on that to see how you're doing. Have you done that with the plan that you currently have? If you'd like to have one done, give us a call. All right, so here's what he says, and I'm doing this on Thursday. So with the focus turning back to growth and strong earnings stocks, we're once again on the upswing. He said, and it's easy to see why, full-year GDP, that's gross domestic product, measure of all goods and services, expect to come in at least the fastest pace in 37 years. And he said there's another 228 companies set to report earnings the rest of this week. And then next week really kicks into gear with another 1,174 stocks on deck, and then 1,858 more stocks the week after. So earnings season, as always, he says, is an exciting time since stocks typically, according to Kevin, go up during earnings season. In the other news, the Senate was expected to take up the debate on the infrastructure bill yesterday, but there were enough votes to move it along. Negotiations will continue for the rest of the week, and the bill, he said, could begin the debate sometime next week. There are only 2 weeks left before the Senate breaks for August, returning September 13. He said, we'll get another look at the economy today with weekly jobless claims. That's Thursday, July 22nd, and you know what happened? They went over 400,000. They went up. The last couple of weeks, they've been low 400. Talk of inflation has cooled off in the last couple of days, according to Kevin, but has remained a hot topic. But one thing that keeps getting lost in all this inflation talk is, he said, growth. The economy is roaring, according to Kevin, is so to get stronger as the country fully reopens. It's also important to know that it's not inflation, he said, per se, that tanks economy. You know what tanks economy? I've talked about this in the past, and according to Kevin, that's just me. High interest rates. And guess where the interest rates are? Near zero. Not only are we years away from even beginning to raise rates. He said people need to realize that stocks typically perform well in inflationary environments. So here's the thing, folks. There's no right or wrong way. How much can you afford to lose? One of the things I said you need to do is do that discovery. That's that fact finder. Do the retirement roadmap. Get a second opinion. Run different scenarios. We'll give you the pros and cons, but you'll be able to see that. Do that suitability capacity. You'll see where your money should be. Every financial instrument out there has pros and cons. We will go through that usually in our third or fourth meeting. Then you can make up your own money. Do you have a written plan? This page is about 13 pages long. So if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation to learn more about it, 5-10-15-minute call, or do a Zoom meeting, or come in for a complimentary consultation, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Now, Bauman letter said it were due for a rebound. Today, he says, we're talking about the state of the markets and why I think it's due for a bounce back. He says, well, Patre, thanks very much for expressing concern about South Africa. That's where he's from. And this maybe is an opportunity to do that. So Paradox, I think, be good for South America if the government down there grabs the nettle, actually do what it needs to be done. Now, he says, look at the chart. You can't see this chart. And by the way, since I subscribed to his, if you'd like to get a copy of this, because it's probably 18 pages, the issue was the lack of breadth in the markets, really being driven by a small number of top firms. If you look at the S&P, there's a lot of the companies in the 500 are actually below the moving 50-day average. So a lot of the big companies are driving that, so when it creeps up, so you should be looking at that. So he says the same thing. Big technology firms like the Alphabets, Facebooks, Apples, Microsofts, and so on, those big ones. So here's the chart that shows the Russell 2000. So if you'd like to get a copy of the report, I won't go into it because it's quite involved, but I just thought I wasn't going to talk about it, but I thought I'd just at least mention it. So if you'd like to get it, I can at least give you this transcript because maybe you want to join his service. So I'll give you this one. Email to or mail to you. It's called the Bauman, B-A-U-M-A-N, letter. Why we're due for a rebound. Now, Jim Rickards, currency briefing, catching the dollar pivot point is key. He said, welcome to the latest edition of Tactical Currency Profits, your premier foreign exchange trading services that focus on 7 major global reserve currencies and 9 international stock indices that reflect capital flows. Now, what he's talking about, when you talk about currencies, that's red money. That's risk money. We don't offer that, by the way, the currencies. Tactical currency profits gives you the opportunity to make substantial gains from forward exchange with a trading style that's as easy as trading traditional stocks and bonds, if you know what you're doing. Again, we don't offer that. This is strictly for educational purposes only. The dominant question in capital markets today is, why is the dollar strong? Now, that's important. Why is it strong? Answer, according to Jim Richards, the question is the key to unlocking almost every important trading strategy in foreign exchange markets for the foreseeable future. We can begin to address the question with a long list of reasons why the dollar should be weaker than it is. U.S. growth is slowing precipitously. The Atlanta Fed GDP now forecasting Tool has lowered its annualized estimate of QT second quarter GDP growth from 13.7% on May 5th to 10.5% on June 15th to 7.5% last Friday, July 16th. The Atlanta Fed tool is not perfect, but has one of the best forecasting records over a long period of time. We'll have the actual GDP estimate next week. What's important is not so much the exact level as the trend. The unofficial unemployment rate measures the percent of unemployed among the labor force defined as those with jobs plus those seeking jobs. It ignores tens of millions who are eligible for jobs but don't have them and are not looking. But there are between 10 and 20 million Americans of prime working age who are not in those categories. So the unemployment, he's saying, of course, is much higher. But that's the way they measured before. The stock market never sees never sees trouble coming, he says. The bond market does, according to Jim Rickards. The dip in yields is a stronger indicator of a slower growth. A partial yield curve inversion in certain maturities may even be taken as a sign of recession, according to Jim Rickards, later this year or early in 2022. He says 2021. Recession indicator pulls the rug from under inflationary narrative. What is a recession when two consecutive quarters stay the same or decline? That's what you measure of all goods and services. You see, the litany of economic woes begs the question, if growth is slowing, unemployment is high, inflation is dropping, interest rates are falling, so why is the dollar currency around? Well, guess what you're going to have to do? We got to take a break, and we'll cover that on the next segment. Plus, we're going to talk a little politics. If you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, call Legacy Financial Strategy toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write that toll-free number down, if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation with Legacy Financial Strategy, myself or my daughter or both of us, just give Legacy Financial Strategy a call and set up a 5, 10, 15-minute call or a complimentary consultation. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So we talked in the last segment, why is the dollar going to stay strong, according to Jim Rickards? He says, the litany of economic woes begs the question, if growth is slowing, unemployment is high, inflation is dropping, interest rates are falling, Sue, why is the dollar the hottest currency around? He said, the major currencies we recommend display unique trading characteristics that distinguish from traditional stocks and bonds. The first unique feature is liquidity. So what's the reason, without going through the entire report, why he thinks the dollar is going to be strong? He said, the answer to the weak economy, he said it's weak, the strong dollar, conundrum, is captured in two words, according to Jim Rickards. Capital flows. Capital can be like a virus. It goes where it wants to go, regardless of defensive walls created. The dollar index, and the symbol is TXY, is a near year-to-date high, and he said trending higher. This says more about global weakness, according to Jim Rickards, than it does about U.S. strength. Global asset allocators are concerned by new coronavirus outbreaks, slowdowns like China, lockdowns in Australia, protests in France, and a range of negative economic and political developments abroad. Their response is, when doubt, run for the dollar. So he's right or wrong. We don't offer that. But if you want more information, let us know. Set up that complimentary consultation. Again, the toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com, or InnovationTaxService.com or EliteTaxReduction.com. And we're giving out two booklets. We've given them out in the past. They're hardback. One is Pillars of Success, written by Jack Canfield, Sherry Marini, and myself, along with other business professionals from around the world, called Pillars for Success. And one is called The Smart Retirement, Strategic Movement Around Retirement Taxation by Mac Sukola, and is forwarded by Dr. Michael Rosian, who works for the Cleveland Clinic, and a lot of other people you'll see that in this book. Lots of good information. So if you'd like to get these books hardback, there is no charge. We won't pay the shipping. Give Legacy Financial Strategy a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. Now, my daughter emailed me today. This is Thursday, July 22nd. Of course, you're listening to it on Saturday, July 24th, at between 11 and 12 p.m. on WPIC 790 a.m. And this is from Natural Health. Doctor claims heart failure from little m, capital R, capital N, A, jabs, according to this article, will kill most people. Is that true or not true? Well, after dozens of alarming cases of heart inflammation were reported following COVID little m RNA injection, especially after the second dose, pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, Moderna, were forced to list heart inflammation as a possible adverse effect of their experimental and highly profitable drugs. Public health officials were quick to ensure people that these cases of heart inflammation are rare and generally not serious. But one Canadian doctor recently shared insights into the COVID shots that foretell seriously health issues for jab recipients such as heart failure, even if they do not experience heart inflammation in the short term. Dr. Charles, his name is, by the way, Dr. Charles, I'll spell the last name for you, H-O-F-F-E-E, is a practicing family physician from British Columbia. In a recently released video, he makes a dire warning about the long-term outcomes of people who have received the experimental little mRNA jabs. It may help to remember that COVID-19 virus gets into the cell via of a small spike-like structures on its surface named amply spike proteins. As Dr. Hoff explains in his interview, that experimental mRNA injections triggered cells in the body to produce trillions and trillions of those spike proteins. The body's immune system recognizes these proteins as foreign and creates antibodies against them. Now, the injected person is supposedly protected against the COVID-19 because they ever come across SARS-CoV-2, the so-called virus that caused a pandemic illness, they will already have antibodies against the virus spike proteins, and their body will therefore be able to launch a faster attack. But of course, we've been told the spike proteins produced by our bodies in response to the mRNA jabs are harmless. But he said that isn't the case, according to Dr. Hoff. He said, get the best indoor purification system at the lowest price. Here's the thing, he said. Spike protein production is intended to occur in muscle cells near where the injections are administered. But according to Dr. Hoff, he says that's not what's happening. Only 25% of the injection injected into a person's arm actually stays in your arm. He says the other 75% is collected by your lymphatic system and literally fed into your circulation. As a result, trillions of these little packages of messenger RNA get absorbed into cells inside the blood vessels. Dr. Hoff says, including epithelial cells found in capillaries. It is here in these endothelial cells lining the body's tiniest blood vessels that the mRNA molecules go to work using genetic instructions to force cells to manufacture the famous spike proteins. Unfortunately, he said, these spike proteins become embedded in the sales wall, just as they were embedded to the surface of the virus itself, turning your normally smooth endothelial cells into cells with damaged, spiky surfaces. And because of this, Dr. Hoff says it's inevitable that people who have received the mRNA jabs will eventually suffer blood clots and even possible heart failure. How will we ever know, folks? So if you're interested in the article, let me know. I'll send it to you. Is he right or is he wrong? Only time will tell, and we may never, never, never know the outcome. So it's best to do all your own research and make up your own mind. Myself, as I mentioned in the past, I never took the flu vaccine. I never took this one. But each one should make up their own mind. Here's something rather interesting. I didn't get to see the hearing. My brother saw it. Senator Paul wants Department of Justice to investigate Fauci for lying to Congress. He submitted a referral to Congress. What do you think the Department of Justice is going to do to that referral, folks? In my opinion, wastebasket. Should he? Yes, I think he should. He lied. He says he didn't lie. Well, in my opinion, he did lie. According to Rand Paul, many others, he did. So we'll see what happens to that. What else? Controversial Pennsylvania voting machines just got decertified. Yes, indeed. I won't go through all that. One of the guys who was in charge of this, Senator Doug Mastriano from Fulton County election officials. Wake TSI report examined the machines, looking at each one's election base, results files, and Windows system log. Fulton County also act Wake TSI using the system images, so they've been recalled. So lots of things are going on, folks, but guess who's in charge? Guess who's in charge? Not the president. No, 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 no. God. God is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. You're going to die. I'm going to die. Could be today. Could be tomorrow. Could be next week. But we're all going to die. Here's the most important question. Where are you going to spend eternity? I have a $1 trillion bill. It's not real, but on the front has Lincoln. On the back of it, this comes from Living Waters. Here's the $1 trillion question. Will you go to heaven when you die? It's either heaven or hell. Jesus preached more on hell than on heaven. Man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes the judgment. So I like taking a vacation, and you say, I won't go there next year. He stands at the door and knocks. He loves everyone. He wants all to come to repentance. But unfortunately, according to Matthew 7, I'm paraphrasing this, the gate to heaven is narrow, the gate to hell is wide. Why? I think there's two main reasons, ignorance and pride. Why do I say that? Well, the first step, there is no salvation without brokenness. So you must repent. The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Compared to a righteous, holy God, we're filthy rags. So you must repent. What does that mean? Ask for godly forgiveness. Then do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God, not a God. And you mean in your heart, because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me being Jesus. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He stands at the door. Who do you say he is? The God, a lunatic, or a liar? We'd like to give you two booklets called The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel and Heaven by Randy Elkhorn. We'll give you those books. We'll ship them to you. They're little booklets. No charge. We'll even pay the shipping. Tune into my radio show that I have on Sunday morning from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Talks about one-way radio network. Only one way to heaven. That's the most important decision you could possibly make. Where are you going to spend eternity? So if you'd like to get these booklets, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Case for Christ by Lee Strobel and Heaven by Randy Elkhorn. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.
Are you disappointed by the results of buy and hold, or we like to say buy and hope, and you hope things work out eventually? Does your portfolio have a circuit breaker to protect you for another drop? Hi, my name is David Gallner with Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group. What if there was a missing piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now or in your future? When would you want to find out about it? In fact, a piece of information must know fact you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com. Leaveallegacy.com. Yes, the financial game has changed, but you can't sit on the sidelines forever because this year is important. If you found out there was a missing fact or piece of information that was costing you a significant amount of money now, or if it could cause a significant problem or cost you in the future, would you want to find out about it today, 5 or 10 years from now? Never. If that fact or piece of information was a must-know fact, would you agree that you want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that would put your money at risk? That would make our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that's in your best interest before making that decision. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leaveallegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leaveallegacy.com to learn more. That's leaveallegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.